Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This is the text. You ever miss the forest for the trees sometime? I never even heard that saying until I was a freshman in college. And I'm not good with cliches. I have to think about them for a while to understand what they mean. But it means you're so focused on the tree, one specific little detail, that you miss the forest. That you miss what it's all about. You miss the big picture. You ever been there? Something in life going on that you get so sucked into one small little detail that it ruins everything else because you miss all the good that you have. Well, that was my week this week, studying this verse. But I found a fascinating little tree that I got to tell you about here in John 7:38. It's a fascinating tree. Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now, before I want you to journey with me in this verse, ask yourself, what does this mean? This verse, it's a well-known verse. Christians know this verse very well. Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. What does it mean? It's not a test. I'm not going to ask you to answer out loud, but I do want you to answer this for yourself. What does that verse mean? Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And when I read it, I thought, well, out of my heart flows rivers of living water. Out of my heart, my emotions, the Holy Spirit will flow unto others. And this is a living water to others. Maybe that's what you think too. Well, if you have a Bible, go ahead and pull it out. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but if you have a smartphone and you have a Bible app on it, go ahead and pull it out. And I want you to look up this verse, John 7:38, because you're going to learn something today. Something that you never knew before. I almost guarantee it. Grab a Bible. Or if you don't have a Bible, go ahead and look at the back of your bulletin. ESV translation is fine. Or you can do the Lutheran thing and just stand there and look at me. It's fine too. Okay, John 7:38. And on your Bible app, if you have it pulled up, go ahead and pull up any translation you want. One that you typically read, one off the wall, that's fine. Now, the ESV is clear. Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. If you pulled up the New King James Version, it says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. If you have the Revised Standard Version, it says, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. If you pulled up something crazy like the New Living Translation, it says, rivers of living water will flow from his heart. Pretty straightforward. Pastor, you just said the same thing about four different ways. Except Jesus didn't say these words. I pulled up the Greek. Jesus spoke in Greek and Aramaic. John 7:38, I fully expected to see out of his heart, cardia. Cardia is Greek for heart. It's where we get cardiac from. You don't want to go into cardiac arrest. Cardia, heart. Jesus says, out of his kolia, not cardia. And there I found my fascinating little tree. What in the world does kolia mean? So I looked up every time it occurs in the scriptures. 123 times. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, they all use this word kolia. You know how it's used, how we translate it? John. The Baptist leaps in his mother's womb, kolia. Jonah spends 3 days and three nights in the belly, the kolia, of a great fish. A man Jesus heals, he's crippled from his birth, kolia. In the Old Testament, the serpent, when he's cursed, on your belly, kolia, you shall crawl. Deuteronomy blessings. Blessed shall be you in the field, blessed will be your city, and blessed shall be the fruit of your womb, kolia. In the Leviticus chapters of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all describing the sacrifices, kolia is used in the Septuagint to talk about the innermost parts, the entrails of the sacrifices. That these entrails will be offered before the Lord, and these entrails, kolia, are a pleasing aroma to the Lord. I looked up, all 123 times kolia is used in the scriptures by the prophets, by David, by Solomon, by Moses, by Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Paul, and every time it's translated as womb or belly or birth or stomach or entrails, except once in John 7:38, where we translate it as heart. Why? Fascinating little tree, isn't it? But the clincher for me was how John uses this word kolia in his own gospel. You want to know how the authors use words? You look how they use it in their whole letter. And he only uses it twice. Here in John 7:38. And in John chapter 3 verse 4, where a Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus comes to Jesus with a question. And Jesus answers him, unless one is born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus asks, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb, kolia, and be born again? Jesus didn't say that out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. He said out of your kolia, out of your birth, out of the womb, will flow rivers of living water. He's talking about baptism here, isn't he not? The spirit and water and being born again and birth. It's not about my heart and my emotions. It's about my baptism. That in our baptism, God has splashed us with water, and through our baptism, rivers of living water pours through us. It changed completely the way I saw this verse. And some translations do get at this. If you had one up, themselves or their innermost being, your whole being, rivers of living water will flow. Well, I hope you learned something. It's a fascinating little tree. Now you know, out of his kolia will flow rivers of living water. And that's when I thought I was done. You know, found my golden nugget. I can preach that, finished. And I almost missed it. The forest. What it's all about. Pastors are good at that, you know. I like to find one little thing. I do this all the time. I confess it. So that I can show my wisdom or my understanding and try to impress you with one little thing that doesn't really matter. And you miss the entire forest in front of you. Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. If anyone is thirsty. And that forest hit me like a ton of bricks. I got swallowed up in it because, you know, you're either thirsty or not, and you're damned both ways. Hear me. Both ways will damn you. Both paths lead to a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Because if you're not thirsty, then you have no need for Christ, right? You drool over yourself. You have no need of his forgiveness, his salvation, his mercy, because you have nothing to be forgiven by. But you're Christians, you're thirsty. You know you're thirsty. And so you constantly turn inward to find the solution, to find help. But your thirst is never quenched here. No matter how much you know, no matter how much your heart feels, your mind and your heart will never give you that assurance, and your conscience will never find rest. For the law of God always remains. You must love the Lord your God and your neighbor with all your heart. and you say, I cannot do this, then the law says, you must. The law terrifies you more and more, and it increases your thirst, for no man can find peace. No woman can find peace within themselves. Repent. And teach us, Lord, to thirst for you. Not ourselves. Not our own way. Not the ways of this world. We're a dry people. And our stomach, our bellies, our kulia, our hearts, our whole being, our innermost parts thirst so many times for the gods of this world. But Jesus said that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. We're a dry people. We're thirsty people. We're sinful people. So am I. And we get lost in the forest of our own making. But now hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen, thus says the Lord God who made you, who formed you from the womb and will help you. I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground, and I will pour out my spirit upon your offspring and my blessings upon your descendants, and they shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. And the springs came gushing forth through the sacrificial offering of his very own son, who gave up his very own kolia, his very own self as a burnt offering to be a pleasing aroma to the Lord for the atonement of the sins of the whole people. The living water who poured out his blood and water on the cross upon all who hunger and thirst for righteousness are crucified and risen, Lord Jesus. If anyone thirsts, come to me and drink. For whoever believes in me, out of his kolia will flow springs of living water. Christ is the source. He doesn't give you living water with a spoon. He doesn't give it with a spigot. It streams. It gushes forth. It's a boundless supply. This verse is a comfort to those who are full of sin. The darkest sin, the death of a million saints, the driest of hearts is dispelled with one drop of the water of life. The angel showed me a river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. And there by the river was a tree, the tree of life. And what a fascinating little tree that is to marvel before someday. And to those who are thirsty, to behold the Lamb and to see this tree. Give me your ears one last time. Listen to me, you who have been born by me before your birth, carried from the womb. Even to your old age, I am he. And to gray hairs, I will carry you. For I have made you, and I will bear you, and I will carry you, and I will save you. Amen.